Hi, I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Last summer, the Scott County Waste Commission started single-stream recycling, but lithium and rechargeable batteries are not on the list of things to go all in. They shouldn't be thrown in the trash, either. I talked with spokeswoman Brandy Welvert about battery disposal.
It seems like there's a lot of confusion about what to do with dead batteries.
We want to make sure that people understand that they should bring any rechargeable batteries they have, including any batteries that go into electronics, to us for proper recycling. The reason that we want to make sure that they do this is twofold. One of the reasons is that it's the right thing to do environmentally. We want to recycle the rechargeable batteries and the batteries of different chemistries. You know, you might see something on the battery like lithium, lithium ion, nickel cadmium, stuff like that. So it's an environmental issue. We want to make sure that things are responsibly recycled. The other part of it is safety. Some of these batteries, if they make their way into a person's recycling cart or if they end up in a garbage cart, and then, you know, they make their way to us via the garbage truck, the recycling truck, things can happen on the way. They can get compacted. They can get scratched or nicked. And when that happens, they can actually... it can cause an arc. It can cause a fire. And so there have been, across the country recently, fires caused by these types of batteries ending up with garbage and recycling. It can cause fires within the garbage truck. It can cause fires at landfills or at recycling centers. So it's really a safety issue also. We want people to just be encouraged to do the right thing and bring those to us.
And so you're talking about an electrical arc caused by the chemicals that leak out of the batteries?
Right. If the battery gets scratched or punctured, it can cause an arc. Yes, that would then have the potential to ignite recyclables or ignite garbage. And then that could, you know, when you've got a big pile of recyclables, as we have at the recycling center, or, you know, a lot of refuse, as we have at the landfill, that can cause a big problem in pretty short order.
Are there other dangers besides fire?
You know, certainly we don't want these types of materials in the recycling because they're not recyclable through curbside recycling. We don't really want them in the landfill. We like to handle those in a different manner. But yeah, basically the biggest risk is fire.
And these are mainly non-alkaline batteries that you're talking about. So what about alkaline batteries? Is there a danger with them?
Alkaline batteries, there's not so much of a danger with those. In fact, we tell people that alkaline batteries, basically the kinds of batteries that you'll buy for, you know, small electronics, children's toys, things like that, that are not rechargeable, those can go ahead and go into your household trash. It's the other batteries, the rechargeables, the things that come out of electronics like laptops, cell phones, tablets, those tend to be more dangerous and can cause fires.
Have you seen any in the Scott area stream?
We certainly have had these batteries in our recycling and in our landfill. We know that we have gotten some. We've received some that way. We haven't had any big problems caused by them. It's not like we're seeing an influx of them or anything like that. Our impetus for wanting to get the word out was really that across the country there have been some serious fires caused by batteries, and we wanted to try to get ahead of it and let residents know what the right route to take with these is so that hopefully we can prevent any fires.
All right. And is there information about how to dispose of batteries on the Waste Commission website?
Yes. If they go to wastecom.com, they can certainly read about how to dispose of any electronic waste. That would include these batteries in our electronic demanufacturing facility section.
Besides dropping off lithium and rechargeable batteries at the electronic demanufacturing facility in Davenport, another option is to see if your phone store or home improvement store will take them. In addition, single-use alkaline batteries should be thrown in the garbage. That's because they're more hassle than they're worth. The manager of the Interstate Battery Store in Rock Island says currently recyclers charge 14 cents per pound to accept alkaline batteries. I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR.